Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Age Is Murph. Sorry about that little opening snafu. Guess what's making a comeback, y'all? The General Hospital recaps. That's right. After a long hiatus, they're officially coming back out of retirement. As always, I'm here with my co-host, slash colleague, slash General Thorn in my side, him.
You forgot work wife. That's my favorite.
Yes, work wife. I'll scratch that. I'm here with my co-host, friend, work wife, and General Thorn in my side, him.
There you go.
So let's do this. Hey, girl.
Hi. Okay, so I'm super excited because we have not done this in a hot minute because, you know, we had to have lives like real people, which is totally acceptable, but super excited because we have a lot to talk about. So,
and also from now on, the recaps will be Saturdays instead of Fridays from now on.
Yes, because we also have lives like normal people and, you know,
we have
it
lives
happens.
On Fridays, we have lives. So, let's get to this. First off, what do you say we do? A prime performer and a favorite moment of the week.
Okay, you can go first, though, because I haven't decided my prime performer just yet. I need to hear who yours is first.
My prime performer, there was several great performances this week, but I have to give it to Brendan Barash when he kidnapped Val. I have to give that to Brendan Barash. I think it was the in the Thursday's episode when he howled. That was
yes,
creepy.
I was like, what is happening?
That was creepy and awesome.
Okay, well, I totally forgot Brandon, but since you picked him, I'll pick someone else. Okay, so I know that this kind of goes back, like, last week a little bit, but Rebecca Budding for that whole Nicholas is dying, let's screw in the police thing. She's great. Also, what was I going to say? I totally forgot who I was going to say, but we'll go with Rebecca Budding because she's great. Oh, and just, you know, Finola Hughes for being generally awesome and just
for being
on. And Kelly Monaco.
And
really
also, if we're going that route, also, those final Jason Thompson scenes were just
yes, I just watched them because I was not watching last week because of my, I was having my cable switched over, but I watched them. They were so good, the little wedding, but definitely Finola Hughes was great because she showed up and she's always there, and I just love her being on. I mean, she didn't have to do a whole lot for me to enjoy it. And Kelly Monaco seemed yesterday when she was trying to convince them that she needed their help. Jason.
That was good, too.
And I was like, that was so good. So,
go, girl. when they, and going back to Jason Thompson for a second, when him and Kimberly McCullough said their vows to Brooklyn, that broke me. I was
so
like,
sweet.
No.
Okay, so let's do favorite moment of the week. And
favorite moment of the week.
Because if we drag in last week, then we'll be here all day. So just this week.
This is true. My favorite moment of this week, again, was Brendan Barash's scenes when he had Val kidnapped. That's my favorite moment of the week, hands down completely.
Okay, my favorite moment of the week was, well, I have two. Number one, I really liked when Olivia and I have three. This is bad. I'm turning into you. Olivia and Valerie were fighting. Yeah, I loved when they were, like, going at it because that was great because, you know, I'm all about that cat fight. Because I'm too chicken to get in one myself, so I like to watch other women do it. And I liked Laura yesterday, you know, reading Lulu for everything she's worth because she's a terrible liar. And, you know, Laura wasn't falling for it because she was like, good try, Lulu. Like, she knows this game. Like, she's got her number. She's done it before herself. Loved that. Also, my favorite moment save the best for last, was totally the Robert and Mac and Robert and Anna scenes on Thursday, because we all know I'm about that Robert and Anna thing. Everyone
knows,
first of all, unless you're a Duke and Anna fan, which I'm sorry, because I used to be a Duke and Anna fan. But then I discovered, and it's terrible because I'm a Duke and Anna fan, I'm a Robert and Holly fan, but like Robert and Anna own it for me.
You know, one thing that kind of bugged me was what's up with Sonny's new doctor? Dude is
I don't like him. I'm not even going to say what he is on air.
Yeah,
I think that the new guy that they've cast is going to be Sonny's doctor, but I was not feeling that guy, and I was like,
I wasn't either.
It's obvious that he's not going to stick around because he wasn't attractive, and all the doctors at General Hospital are super attractive.
I was just like, dude, shut up.
Yes, I did not like him, but Robert and Mac scenes were so good to me, first of all, because it's been a while. But the Robert Anna scene, when he was like, she said, can you help an ex-wife out? And he was like, well, all you had to do was ask, and I'm yours. Don't play like that. That's low. Like, you're getting me, and I don't need it.
The funniest moment for me was, for me, the funniest moment of the week, there were about several scenes worth of this, but when Crimson went green.
Oh, yeah,
that was
funny, too.
The
most soapy moment of the week was Nicholas's miraculous recovery, and if you didn't see it, we're not going to give you details, but he had really miraculous recovery. He went from, bandage to, Band-Aid, first of all. And then some other stuff. But anyway, I'm totally...
You weren't
going to
spoil that for you, but...
Tristan Rogers bluffed Twitter so hard. Like, Twitter bought it when he said he was only back for a couple episodes because of Robin and that stuff. And then Mac and Anna both ask him to stay around, and he says yes. Like, obviously, he was playing Twitter hard.
He totally bluffed this at Twitter.
He plays Twitter really good. Like, you get it, Tristan.
He's a excellent tweeter.
He's a Twitter genius. I think he plays everyone really well and makes them believe what he's saying. Because everyone was disappointed because he was only around for a few episodes, and now he's having scenes with Anna, and I don't want to, push it. But I feel like him and Anna are going to have a moment, maybe not a long-term thing, but, because Matt gave him this whole speech about how Anna needed him and was having a rough time, blah, blah, blah. So, we'll see. But anyway, it was good.
And speaking of this brand new doctor that they're bringing on, the dude's name is Matt Cohen. I'm interested to see if, in fact, like you said, if he's going to be a Sonny's new doctor or what.
I'm assuming that's why. I like Probably. Lucas as a doctor. I wish Lucas was Sonny's doctor, but their family and all that, and can we literally talk about Elizabeth and her level of being a thirsty hoe? Because I can't take it.
I can't do it.
Straight up.
Yeah.
I can't deal with Elizabeth Weber. I am my lord. And I know a lot of people love her, and I don't understand because I don't like her at all. I can't stand her. I want to slap her, which just shows that Becky is a great actress because, I think she's great. But I hate Elizabeth so much. And the fact that she's going to let, the fact that she answers the door in her pajamas in Jason's room and, it makes it look bad to Sam is her whole thing, which is just so mean. Why?
But I will say this.
It's obvious not coming back.
I will say this. Becky plays the crap out of Elizabeth. I will say that right now.
She owns Elizabeth. Well, that's the same way that Rebecca Budig plays Hayden. Like, Rebecca Budig is fantastic, and I've become a Rebecca Budig fangirl.
Rebecca Budig just I've loved Rebecca Budig ever since All My Children.
Everybody loves her.
The same way I've loved Billy Miller since All My Children. So.
I don't know anybody that doesn't love Rebecca Hurst. Rebecca Budig, now that we're talking about all the Rebecca.
And speaking of Rebecca Budig, you posted something on Twitter, and I said, well played.
Oh, yeah. I posted the what if Green Lee Met Jason clip from back in the day when ABC was
ago,
like, hey,
yeah.
This is, yeah. Well, it's true. They predicted the future because Green Lee ended up meeting Jason, but not quite in the way that she did in that.
Right. Yeah, but now it's like, well played. That was extremely well played.
By the way, I am thinking for real, though, that Elizabeth Weber is the one that's causing the break-ins and all that. I think she's playing them.
I think it's Jake. To be completely honest with you,
I don't know. I can't decide if she's putting him up to it and it's him or if it's her.
Because I tell you why it's Jake. Because Jake wants Jason to stick around and be with Elizabeth because
right.
She's dating, obviously. So that's why I think Jake's doing all this.
Well, see,
and
I think that Elizabeth like making it look like it's him. Like I think because Elizabeth wasn't really concerned like with the safety thing. She was like, no, we
right.
really don't have to do all that. Blah blah blah. Like she either A is doing it or knows that he's doing it on purpose because
and,
she wants Jason back
and enables it. Right, exactly. Right. And
don't,
and also
I don't like her.
I'm still totally not convinced. I'm still not totally convinced that Elena did not screw with that child's mind before she died.
Well, obviously she did. She screws with everyone's mind.
This is true.
Can we just talk about, first of all, everyone knows that my deep-rooted love for Laura Spencer is unwavering, but can we just discuss how amazing she has been recently? Because she, first of all, she's owning her children. Like, she
yeah,
had to come to town to knock some sense into her freaking kids because they needed it.
She did. Especially Lulu.
Yeah. Well, somebody said on Twitter, I don't understand Lulu's logic, and they said that's why Laura speaks so slowly to her. And I was like, this is so true.
That's funny.
But
this is
no,
true.
Like,
that's funny.
She read Lulu for everything that it was worth the other day. And
she
I didn't,
did,
okay, I don't know what happened.
Lulu.
I didn't see it. But last week she had a scene with Tracy where, because in the preview she said, like, we need to talk about Luke. And I never saw that. And I don't, do you know what happened? Because I don't remember.
I don't even remember either.
I know. I'm finding it right now because I have to know. Because
and
obviously
Tracy,
I thought it was.
Hey, can we talk about her? About her scenes with that masseuse? Oh, my God, they were hilarious.
So funny. First of all,
I
want to know what Hayden's secret is. This is driving me nuts.
Yeah, she called her...
Rachel.
Of course, we know Hayden's an alias, obviously. Of course, we know that.
But her name's Rachel, and I was thinking that whoever
yeah.
Tracy revealed her to be, we would know. But we have no idea who a Rachel is, and I don't know of a Rachel. Also, I just opened
hey,
my...
Remember several years ago, there was a nurse at Jenner Hospital named Rachel several years ago who...
oh, really?
...was after Nick or somebody, and when Nick turned her down, she killed herself.
I wonder if that's supposed to be the same person because, you know, she made all those nurse jokes.
That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't know that. See, I wasn't around back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But back.
I think this was back maybe, 08, 09, something like that.
I'm looking it up. Hang on.
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up and see.
Okay.
The internet's going to laugh when I type General Hospital Nurse Rachel, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. So while we're waiting,
it's going to laugh.
I just opened my, oh, man, it brought me Rachel Ames. I know her name. This is not even, like, don't play with me, internet.
Yeah, Rachel.
I opened my subscription box on YouTube to find that scene of Laura, and somebody made a video, and they titled it E-Jamily instead of EJ and Sammy's Family.
That's funny.
And I was like, really? Don't
that's
play.
Funny. That's funny.
Wait. I think I found, nope, that's Rachel Ames. G-H. Character.
Named Rachel.
Got this, man. Watch, it'll bring me Hayden Barnes. Not in the mood. List of General Hospital characters. Stop bringing me pictures of Rachel Ames. I know her name. This is stupid. Okay, her name was Rachel. Her name was Rachel Adair. Let me look that up.
Rachel Adair, yep. Yep, that's who it was. Rachel Adair, yep. That's exactly who it was.
Oh, they kind of look alike. I mean, she's blonde, but I could see it.
Yeah, she's blonde, but her and
They look alike.
They do favor. They do, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, she's blonde, but if she was a brunette, that's, well, technically, right. Rebecca Buddy's not a brunette,
Rebecca,
but whatever you want to call that.
Name.
I'm going to read this. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, she was a doctor, even better.
Yeah.
Came to Port Charles working for A.J. Quartermain against Courtney Matthews. Naturally, Courtney was everyone's problem. Rachel wanted revenge against ex-boyfriend Steve Weber. After AJ's plans fell apart, Rachel and AJ parted ways, and she got close to Steve again. She was murdered by Asher Thomas after she witnessed him walk into AJ's hospital room. At the time, the coroner had said AJ was murdered. First appearance, February 2005. Last appearance, February 2005. Or August 2005. Pediatrician. Poisoned to death. Awesome. That could totally be who it is.
Possibly.
Because she's
thinking
a criminal.
That's probably who it is.
So,
I'm thinking.
And this one is a con artist.
I'm thinking that's who it is.
Ah,
so.
You're brilliant, son. I did not know this.
Hmm.
Well played. I'm going to say that. I'm going to bookmark this.
If that's exactly who that is, that's a good use of Jewish history.
Right. I was just reading the spoilers again, and it says, first of all, Robert and Anna are going on an adventure, which makes me so happy, but it also says, Hayden's head tells her to get Tracy what she wants, but her heart tells a different story. I was so waiting the other day for an I love you.
If the adventure's not off-screen.
What?
If the adventure's not off-screen, that
it
is.
It says, will Robert and Anna catch Carlos and Sabrina, so they have to be on-screen for that. Hopefully.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So Johnny's going to be caught, which we all knew.
But Sabrina has supposedly left with Carlos, so, I mean.
Right. Oh, Nancy LeGrand tweeted that she has a wedding gown. This is all on this page. Had a wedding gown sitting on Monday. First of all, Alexis Davis, if she gets married, she's too old to be wearing a white wedding gown. Boy, don't even play. She's got three kids. Actually, does she have four? No, she has three kids.
Three.
She does not need to be rocking the white wedding gown. First of all, she's up there in age. Not that I'm throwing off on older women, but, you know. Second of all,
right.
She has three kids. You know, we're past the wedding gown stage.
Exactly.
Once you've been married four times, I think you're over that. But, hey.
Yeah.
Well, they put Felicia in a white wedding gown when she married Mac, and her pregnant daughter walked her down the aisle.
This is true. I do remember that.
What
this
are you
is true.
About? That is, like, so just not even classy, but whatever. Anyways, it says on here that Hayden's head tells her to get Tracy the information, blah, 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 and her heart says something different. I honestly was waiting for them to say I love you the other day when they were in the hospital, and she said, the reason I'm saying this is because I care about you. I was waiting on an I love you, and it never came.
I was waiting on the award. I was.
I love them together. Like, they're so good together.
I was waiting on the award.
They're both really talented, so.
They are.
It also says Sam is going to hear a confession from Christina. So I'm assuming that means that Christina's going to confess about being kicked out of school. And
yep.
It says Liz is not interested in Sam's help in uncovering what's going on in their home. That's because Sam will know that or find out the truth.
Right.
Hey, this is
you
super
know,
cool.
What?
I didn't know this. The woman that's playing
what?
Barbie was Miss Alabama 2014.
That's cool. I didn't know that either. That's cool.
Her name is Jessica Allberg. And I don't know her.
I knew that was her name, but I didn't. I didn't
that's super cool.
Look into it any further.
I'm going to follow her on Twitter and be like, hey, radio show, wink, wink. No, just kidding. Let's see. Jason Thompson made his debut as Billy Abbott on the 13th.
Yep, sure did.
I don't
and
watch
from,
the show, so I don't care.
and from everything I heard, it was just incredibly great. Wait, I mean, it's Jason Thompson.
Well, he's incredibly great anyway, so.
He's going to be agree to anything. It's Jason Thompson, you know, so.
Right. The new doctor actually looks like him, though, so I'm like, you're kind of trying to replace Patrick without recasting Patrick.
Right. So they're specifically saying, hey, this is Patrick. Right, exactly.
Oh, okay, here's more spoilers. Let's see. I already read that. We already saw this episode. I'm just kidding. It says Liz seeks help for her troubled son. Jason recalls a significant memory.
Mm.
I don't know what it could be. Tracy meets someone from her past. Lord, not another ex-husband.
No, Lord.
Tootsie's and Jane 18th, and that's all that's on here.
Hey, you know, a bunch of people, and it's probably going to be a unpopular opinion, but a bunch of people are kind of down on the new Dylan. I like the guy.
I do too, but I don't really remember the last one. So, but that's how I feel about Carly.
On,
do you like
on,
a lot of
people? The former Dylan plays on Bold and Beautiful now. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, see, my thing is a lot of people feel that way about Carly. Like they liked one of the other Carlys, but for me, first of all, Laura Wright is totally Carly. Like she just fits the role like so well roundedly. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
It is now. Second of all, I think she's fantastic. Third of all, she's the only Carly that I know. And even watching old episodes, seeing the other ones, I don't like the other two women. I mean, I like them, but not as Carly. I didn't
There's
like
three of
them playing Carly.
There were three of them, actually.
Oh, yeah, well, there was three because that one, didn't that one Carly only play her for
like
5 6
minutes?
6 months.
Yeah,
she's never invited to the parties, like the, hey, we're having
she
all the Carlys back
the
except you.
No,
she, did you know that she, she hit Kelly Monaco. They had a scene in the bar where she's fighting with Sam, and she actually hit Kelly Monaco with a pool cue, and it was a big problem.
Wow, that's crazy.
They said that on 2020 on that GH show. Mm-hmm. Kelly Monaco said that the actress that played her hit her across the when they were fighting, and she hit her with a pool cue. She wasn't supposed to really hit her, obviously, and she whipped her across the back with it and really hurt her.
Wow, that's crazy. Crazy. But for me, since we're on the subject of Carly's, my Carly, who will always be Carly to me, is Tamara Brown.
See, I like Tamara Brown, but I don't like, I think that Laura Wright, like, for me, Laura Wright is Carly, and I don't like the other
one as
Carly.
Yeah,
everyone
has
their own Carly.
I love Laura Wright, obviously, but Tamara Brown's Carly is the one I grew up on, so.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like Laura Wright fits Carly so well. Like, she is truly, like, she's, like, truly
and I don't
the
remember,
perfect person to play this role.
I don't remember a Sarah Brown's Carly at all, so.
Yeah. I like Sarah Brown, but not as Carly. I like her as Claudia, and when they came back as Carly and it was all three, first of all, that was freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all,
that was
but
cool.
Great. It was cool, but it freaked me out a little bit because it was like, oh, they're flipping through Carlys, but it was really cool. But it was weird.
It was really
at
cool.
At the same time.
The way they set it up was pretty cool. So they set that up.
don't you hate when two out of three of the Carlys are now brunettes and used to be blondes? The struggle.
Did it,
but
yeah, that's
great. Actually, Tamara Ron is on Days of Our Lives now, and she's playing Ava, and I hate this woman. Oh, man. And Kayla Brady hates her, too. And, like, Kayla is, like, so uptight. Well, not uptight, but she's just very, like, she's such a nice person, but, like, she is, like, going to town on this woman, and it's just great. So at least I have Carly on two shows now.
This is true,
but
you do.
She's, like, so evil. Like, she's pretending she has cancer so they'll feel bad for her and not hate her.
Mm-hmm.
It's twisted.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm reading on
so.
Here, and there's a poll on GH Happenings that says who's behind the occurrences at Liz, and everyone, there's only three or four choices, and everyone, like, the first one says Jake. Second one says we're being led to believe it's Jake, but there's actually a serious threat. The third one says Jake, but someone's helping him, and then the other one says I have no clue. Or I have a theory, leave it in the comments. But that's too obvious for that to be the answer. I think that it's Elizabeth and making it look like it's Jake so that Jason will stick around. Because she's not really concerned about their danger, as we've seen.
Right, that's true. She's not.
I just think it's too easy for it to... That's true, but I just think that it's too easy for it to be
Jake.
Because that's what everyone thinks. But Elizabeth...
And going back to Sam, when she was pleading to that couple or whatever, you know, something's gonna happen to that couple. It's just too easy. Something's gonna happen to them. I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't want something to happen to them. I don't want Jason to go to jail. I want him to make out with Sam. I'm totally Jason and Sam trash. Like, let's be real. I know they had scenes, like, where they went to coffee or whatever. Did anything significant happen? Because I haven't watched it.
so I can't remember.
Literally, this person gets me. This person titled the Robert Nana scenes, RNA, I'm all yours. Don't play. Don't even with
don't
me. Do not
like
set
that.
Me up.
Don't play with me like that. But, I mean, but yeah,
first of all, I love Robert.
I'm with you. I'm Jason and Sam all the way. I'm like you completely. I'm Jason and
yep,
Sam all the way.
Team Jason and Sam forever. I'm not even playing. I don't want to even
absolutely.
Question it.
No.
I don't like her with anyone else.
Sam with...
I can't think of anyone else I want her with.
Sam with anybody else? Just no. Just no.
Well, I like Sam and John McBain, but not as a long-term thing. As like a, you know,
fling
short-term
kind of thing,
little like one-night stand. But I didn't like her with Silas, but that goes back to character versus actor because it doesn't matter if a character has or if actors have chemistry. If the character doesn't go together, it doesn't really matter. People don't
right,
think
exactly,
that's true,
right.
But literally look at
it's
Jason,
very true.
Or not Jason and Sam, literally look at John and Sam versus Silas and Sam, because John and Sam
Silas
were
Sam.
Great. I loved John and Sam. Silas
mm-hmm.
and Sam were like watching paint dry.
Not
drive.
So much. You know,
which,
where,
and you could
where,
tell they were trying to force that.
Where I think that kind of fell off the rails is that whole Caleb thing. That's where I think that kind of fell
yeah.
off the rails.
But I liked John and Sam for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like Silas and Sam. But, you know, I didn't like... I mean, you know, people always want
to
say that it doesn't matter because...
Are we even allowed
oh,
to
this couple
John's
is
name?
Great. Well, we don't work for ABC, so yeah, but...
Well, yeah,
I
that's
love,
true.
I love John and Sam, and I thought they were great, but then they became Silas and Sam, and Silas was totally boring
it's
to me,
like,
even though
no.
I liked Michael Easton. And, like, people always go back and forth about that and say that it didn't matter. Like, Silas and Sam were great, but, like, look at, I know we're going back to that classic example, but it's the best one I can think of ever.
Right.
Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols on General Hospital, they were okay. You know, Stefan and Catherine were pretty okay. Tilly threw her off that thing mm-hmm. and killed her. No big deal.
But Hatch and Kayla.
Hatch and Kayla, Stephen and Kayla, are the best. Like, they're leaps and bounds ahead of Stefan and Catherine, which I watched. Stefan and Captain first, so that I didn't watch it later and was disappointed by it. I watched
right.
them first and got super in love with them and was like, oh my goodness, they have great chemistry. And then I watched their second run in 2006. And then I went back to, like, way back in the day, like, you know, Smithsonian, it's been so long kind of thing. And
so
it was,
funny.
Like, amazing.
That's funny.
And I was like, this is why people told me to do this. But people want to say, like, oh, no, it shouldn't matter. Because people wanted to say that Silas and Sam were just like love play, but in reality, it matters. The character matters.
It really
like
does
when
matter.
John
I
was
agree.
A cop, when John was a cop and her husband was a mobster, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Stefan wants to throw his wife off the parapet and kill her, it's not that great.
It's
you know,
good.
Someone accused me. Okay, the other day, someone tweeted me a picture and it was Mary Beth Evans, Stephen Nichols, Tyler Christopher, and someone else, and I said. I can see who it is right now. And I said, it's all my, or she said, look, it's your husband. And I said, anyway, it has Luke on it too. And I said, which one? And she said, what, are you a polygamist now? I said, it depends on who my options are. In this case, definitely. And she said, oh, so you're the one that pushed her off that parapet, huh? Don't, I,
wow.
Yeah, of course I did. Why wouldn't I? I mean, you know, we
yeah,
all know
funny.
How I feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways,
kind of hilarious.
But I am super, I really want to know now what happened with Laura and Tracy, and I can't find it. All I can find is Tracy and Hayden scenes, and I don't want Tracy and Hayden scenes. But, yes, people keep tweeting at Nathan Varney about Robert and Holly. Like, y'all need to chill. People are like, when are we going to see Robert and Holly on screen? As soon as you fly Sam's here from London, that's when.
Exactly.
Like, people are, like, tripping over this Robert and Holly thing. They're like, we see Robert. When are we going to see Robert and Holly? First of all, he hasn't mentioned Holly since he's been back this time, which I'm thinking is because they're going to do something with him and Anna. But people need to stop. Just quit.
Right.
Don't play with me. Anyways, that is all.
Or don't play that.
Stop now. Let's not play like that. I like Robert and Holly, but in their respective
or don't
place.
Play
right
that.
Now, right now, her respective place is, you know, not.
Right.
Just not.
You know, before we start BS Hour, which is coming up in like 30 seconds, I have a couple of announcements. Okay.
Okay.
Tuesday, of the 19th, we have somebody on the show who I've met in person. She's just the sweetest girl ever. Her name is Sierra Braden. She's a singer-songwriter out of Nashville. And I met her back in October at The Row. It's a place in Nashville it's like a restaurant slash a concert venue. So we've got that on the 19th, and we don't have a show on the 26th, but the 29th, we have, if this thing will load, just 1 second.
Somebody went on and uploading old episodes of General Hospital Binge in my subscription box, and now I can't find a new one.
The 29th, we have a sister duo out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Lauren and Hannah Hobbs, aka Hobbs Sisters. They're going to be joining us the 29th, and all these shows are 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. So, there's the announcements for the day.
Cool. I am scrolling, trying to find that scene. I want to know what happened, darn it.
I can't wait for you to talk to Sierra. She's just
I found it, everyone. Laura Spencer and Tracy Quartermain last week. First of all, yes, I'm excited about the show, but I'm more excited just now that I found this because I've been, like, working on this for 20 minutes. But I found
right.
it, so I'm going to watch it after the show. But can we talk about the fact that even Cody was tweeting about Jeannie Francis slaying it the other day? He was like, the best thing they've done for her ever is her hair because she looks great. Like, even Cody
she
was tweeting about
like
it.
About 20 years younger, didn't she? I mean, seriously.
She looks great, but her hair yesterday I did not like. And no offense to her, because she didn't do her own hair, but I was not a fan.
But her hair, I believe, but Tuesday or Wednesday, one of the two, was just spot on.
It was on the 7th. Let me look at the date. It was
Thursday.
It was last Thursday. She looks great. I just opened
it up. Thursday.
She got her hair. I guess it's like a fresh highlight job. It looks great.
Kudos
her
to
hair
the,
color
the,
is on point. Can we just applaud
the GH, hair and makeup team. Kudos to y'all.
But Jane Elliott's hair has been on point, like, recently, too. Like, Jane Elliott's been looking great.
True.
But
she has. I agree.
Jeannie's hair... First of all, I love that everyone says, she's supposed to be blonde. Laura was always blonde. Okay. Her natural hair is not blonde. She wasn't blonde back in the day, like in the good old days. She was almost blonde, the same color she is now. So everybody who's on this Jeannie Francis needs to be blonde thing, you need to hop off because she looks great. She doesn't need to be blonde.
She was great either way. I agree.
Well, she was blonde when she was young and restless, and she looked older blonde to me.
No. And it takes a lot for me to tweet about anything fashion-wise.
Hair.
It takes a lot.
It takes a lot for Cody to tweet about someone's hair. Well, when she came back, or right before she came back, she was on, like, Home and Family or something, and she was blonde. But it looks better, like, just naturally, like, darker color. And everyone's like, she needs to be blonde. Hop off, people.
And like I said, it takes a lot for me to talk or tweet about
someone's
anything
hair.
Fashion-related. Because for me... as dressed up as I get is a jeans and white t-shirt. That's about as dressed up as I get. So,
right.
Oh, there you go.
You need to care about someone's hair. They look great.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I didn't like her brunette. She was like brunette or, closer to brunette the last time she was on it in, like, 2012. I didn't like the brunette. I don't like the brunette. I don't like the blonde. Like, I like this happy medium. So if we could stay there, GA's team, please. Can we keep her hair highlighted, Kim? This is the important things, really. These are the important life things. Can we keep her hair highlighted?
Mm-hmm.
But also on the subject of hair, Emmy Ryland's hair is great too. And so is Kirsten Thorne's. She's hair goals, except I don't want to cut my hair because I'm a chicken.
Yeah.
So now that we've done, you know, hashing out everyone's hair, actually, ultimate hair goals is Laura Wright. Like, literally, if my hair,
yeah.
I would do anything to have Laura Wright's hair, okay? She's perfect. I can't even with that. It's not fair to the rest of us peasant people that don't have hair like that. But she cheats because she has naturally curly hair and she gets all this, like, awesome-looking volume from it, so she's kind of a cheater. But we all know. Even Cody knows, and he's not even into hair. Everyone knows
Truth.
That Laura Wright is hair goals.
Truth.
Like,
no.
She said her hair smokes and stuff when they do it, too. And I'm like, I wouldn't care. Like, if my hair would look like that when I was done, I would let it smoke, too.
Exactly. But what do you say? I think we've about covered everything, don't you?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Like, this was fun.
I have missed this.
These things, you know, unless something major comes up, these things will be happening every Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
Unless something very
I'm
major
excited.
Comes up. Me too.
Yes, like real life, which shouldn't be happening in the end until the summer.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed our first official GH recap show of the year. These things, I promise you, will be making a comeback this year. I know we've slacked off on them in the past for like a year or so. We slacked off, but they will be making a comeback. You know, and for anybody who did not hear this earlier, Tuesday the 19th at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central, we have just a super talented singer-songwriter, Sierra Braden, on the show with us. And of course, that Saturday, the 23rd is another GH recap. We don't have a show on the 26th, which is in 2 weeks. But Friday after next, the 29th, we have, like I said earlier, Lauren and Hannah Hobbs, aka country music duo of the Hobbs Sisters, out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the 30th, we'll have obviously another GH recap. So with all that said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.